Hi, I'm Dr. Fred Silva of Arcana Laboratories, coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, with another installment of Throwback Thursday. Trichrome stains, Masson, Mallory, and more. One of the most useful stains in renal pathology is one of the various types of trichrome staining. Trichrome obviously means three colors. Trichrome staining is a histological staining method that utilizes two or more acid dyes in conjunction with a polyacid. The first staining method described as trichrome was Mallory's trichrome stain, which differentiated muscle from collagen. Other trichrome staining was developed by Masson, Lilly, Gamori. More about Mallory and Masson later. One of the oldest trichrome staining is said to be little used now is the von Giesen stain. A combination of three different stains applied in the correct order reveals more histologic detail than one. This is a result of more than electrostatic interaction of the stain with the tissues and the stain not being washed away after each step. It is said that collectively the stains aid one another. A major purpose of the trichrome stain in renal biopsies is to determine the amount of interstitial fibrosis, IFTA, to identify fucosinophilic deposits of various types in the glomeruli, and to bring out various histologies not apparent from other utilized stains, such as the H&E, PAS, and silver. Pierre Masson was born in Dijon, France in 1880. He decided on a medical career at an early age, but because of health problems decided to delve into biology rather than private practice medicine. He received his MD from the University of Paris, continued his studies at the Pasteur Institute in Paris, and by the end of the war, despite his youth and inexperience, became the chair of pathology at the University of Strasbourg. In 1923, he was the first to describe the concept of neuroendocrine secretion, which led to our modern neuroendocrinology. In 1927, he became chair of the Department of Pathology at the University of Montreal. His reputation was based on a major textbook on human tumors, original histopathological methods, including the trichrome stain, and over 120 medical articles. I often wonder if this Francophile was enamored with the trichrome stain because of the tricolor flag of France. Probably not, but who knows. Dr. Frank Burr Mallory, born in Cleveland, studied at Boston City Hospital under Dr. Councilman at Harvard, Dr. Chiera in Prague, and Dr. Ziegler in Freiburg, and finally at Harvard continued his career, becoming first assistant visiting pathologist and pathologist to the hospital, Boston City Hospital. He was one of the founders of the American Association of Pathologists and Bacteriologists. Pathologists did a lot of bacteriology at that time. His wide publication included six different infections, classifications of nephritis, which we won't go into further, and sacrococcygeal dimples, sinuses, and cysts. His principal interest was reflected in a series of papers on improvement in histological techniques, with particular attention to collagen, muscle cells, elastic, and neuroglia. He was co-author with James Homer Wright of Pathologic Technique, a practical manual for workers in pathological anatomy and bacteriology, including directions for the performance of autopsies and for clinical diagnosis by laboratory methods in 1924. This book, in its eighth edition, was considered the preeminent textbook on the subject in the English-speaking world, and was a major force in improving staining techniques and stain standardization. He was also author of The Principles of Pathologic Histology in 1914. His insistence of adequate illustrations helped lift the level of American medical illustrations to its high point. He was editor-in-chief of the Journal of Medical Research, later changed to the American Journal of Pathology. There are at least 6 stains named after him, at least 3 histologic bodies, and a form of cirrhosis. He taught and graduated a huge list of who's who in pathology, including Dr. Bert Wolbach, Shields Warren, Fred Stewart, and others. He was quoted as saying, quote, "I never found that arguing did much good. If my facts were not convincing, I went to work to find others which were," end of quote. He is the father of Tracy Burr Mallory, who also became a president of the International Academy of Pathology. It must have run in the family. Chairman of Pathology at Harvard Medical School and editor of the case records of Massachusetts General Hospital, CPC, in the New England Journal of Medicine. Like his father, he became president of the American Association of Pathologists and Bacteriologists. He also served as founding fellow of the CAP, later serving as its secretary-treasurer. Dr. Austin Vickery remembers being in Dr. Tracy Mallory's office when a sales representative arrived to demonstrate a new microscopic mechanical movable stage. The salesman was very effusive in his praise for this quite innovative mechanical feature, which he excitedly demonstrated to Dr. Mallory. The triumphant salesperson then asked Dr. Mallory what he thought of it. Dr. Mallory, who had been quietly observing the proceedings and puffing on his cigarette, asked, quote, "Does it come off?" End of quote.
Thank you for listening. This podcast and more can be found in the iTunes and Google Play stores. For more information and educational programming like this, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or visit us on the web at arcanalabs.com.